Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to the Friday Download, the end of the week recap where we talk breakthroughs, bizarre experiments, and the kind of AI news that makes you pause, stare into the middle distance, and whisper, okay, but why? This is the show where we separate real innovation from accidental chaos, and where the robots keep reminding us that they are brilliant, powerful, and still deeply awkward at parties. So grab your snacks, hydrate your brain cells. Let's talk about what AI did this week. First, our story comes from McDonald's letting AI try to feel festive, and it didn't. So let's get into this holiday spirit or whatever this thing was. McDonald's Netherlands rolled out an AI-generated Christmas ad. On paper, this sounded efficient, modern, and very, look at us, we're futuristic. In execution? Viewers described it as creepy, soulless, and emotionally unsettling, which is not traditionally what brands are aiming for in this holiday season. The visuals leaned uncanny style. The music, also AI-generated, felt like it was trying to remember what joy sounds like, but only had a corrupted MP3 from 2007 to work with. The internet reaction was swift. People weren't mad exactly. They were just deeply uncomfortable. And that's the key lesson here. AI can't understand nostalgia. It can remix it. It can statistically approximate it, but it doesn't feel it. From a technical perspective, this is fascinating. Generative models are trained on massive data sets of holiday ads, songs, imagery, and cultural cues. The problem, they flatten emotional nuance into probability. So instead of warm memories, you get a thing that resembles warm but doesn't quite radiate it. McDonald's ultimately pulled the ad, which is kind of poetic. Honestly, a company built on consistency discovered that automation without human emotional oversight turns Christmas into a Black Mirror episode. Now, let's focus on one of the more uncomfortable moments of this week, and this one, you know, matters. An AI system used in media production incorrectly identified a real journalist as being involved in violent criminal activity. This wasn't satire. This wasn't hypothetical. This was an AI system confidently outputting false information and broadcasting it as fact. Here's why this is serious and completely absurd. Large language models don't verify. They predict text that sounds correct to them. If an AI system is summarizing crime data, court cases, or public records, and isn't tightly constrained, it can stitch together names, contexts, and accusations that have never actually coexisted in reality. To the model, it's just pattern completion. To a human being, it's reputation damage. What makes this especially awkward is that the system didn't hedge. It didn't say possibly or unconfirmed. It just went out there, balls out, declared it, which raises a big flashing warning sign for newsrooms experimenting with AI. Automation without editorial oversight doesn't just make mistakes faster, it makes them louder. The journalists involved had to publicly clarify that they were, in fact, not a criminal, which is not a sentence anyone should have to say because a machine guessed wrong. The story isn't about AI being evil, it's about AI being confidently incorrect, which is arguably worse. Now let's move on to our segment. Wait, that's actually cool. Okay, now let's cleanse the palate with something genuinely exciting. Google DeepMind announced an automated AI-powered research lab designed to accelerate scientific discovery, particularly in materials science, like superconductors and semiconductors. Here's what makes this impressive. This lab doesn't just analyze data. It designs experiments, runs them using robotics, evaluates results, and decides what to try next. That's the scientific method, but caffeinated and running 24/7, 365. Traditionally, materials discovery can take years or even decades. Human researchers test combinations one at a time, guided by intuition, experiments, and, the dreaded funding constraints. AI flips that model by exploring massive chemical and physical search spaces for far faster than humans can. And no, this doesn't replace scientists. It amplifies them. Think of it like this. Humans still ask the big question. AI just handles the part where you test 10,000 different variations without losing patience or needing some sleep. If successful, this could speed up cleaner energy tech, faster computing, better batteries, entire categories of hardware we haven't even invented yet or even thought of. This is one of those moments where AI isn't being weird, it's being useful in the quiet, world-changing way, which is honestly when AI is at its best. Let's move on to the state of AI today. This week also brought fresh data on how fast AI adoption is accelerating in enterprise environments. According to recent industry reports, a majority of large organizations are now actively deploying generative AI tools. AI is increasingly embedded in workflows, not just experimental sandboxes, and productivity gains are being reported alongside very real governance headaches. The translation? AI is no longer that shiny new toy in the corner. It's the co-worker who suddenly has access to everything and no concept of those office politics. Companies are discovering that plugging AI into systems without those guardrails leads to, weird outputs, compliance risk, and that moment where someone asks, what? Who approved this? But here's the hopeful part. We're watching the transition from novelty to infrastructure, and that's where real maturity starts. The awkward phase is unavoidable, but so is the progress. And that's this weekend AI of the Friday download, where we have equal parts innovation, inspiration, and accidental mayhem and chaos. If this episode made you laugh, learn something, or reconsidering letting AI write your holiday ads or search crime reports, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, leave a review for us, and share this Friday download series with someone who enjoys their technology. Powerful, but slightly humbled. And this has been Dr. JR, the Doctor of AI, reminding you that the future isn't just artificial, it's awkwardly human too. All right, fans, we will see you next week.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.